Welcome back, everybody. Talmud Yomi, Tereb Tav Yud Zayin Amad Beis 17b, and we are on the very bottom of Tav Yud Zayin Amad Aleph. We were in the middle of a whole discussion. There is a big machlokas between Rabbah and the Talmidim of Rav. Rabbah says that Dofen Akuma, which is this concept that we can consider a wall that is bent, so therefore if it's within four amos of the wall, usually we can consider it like it's a bent wall and it's all going to be okay. So he says this measurement to four amos, which is used for Dofen Akuma, not only does it apply by the walls of the sukkah, where we can just make it a bent wall, but even in the middle of the sukkah, in order to have schach puzzle that's going to make sure that the sukkah is not going to be kosher, that it's going to be puzzle, four amos, even in the middle of the sukkah is what's required. But the Talmidim of Rav said, no, by the end, I agree with you, four amos dofen akuma, but in the middle of the sukkah, four tfachim is going to be that shear. So we're in the middle of this discussion. Now Rabbah comes and asks another question on the Talmidim of Rav. Amina Luhana, and I said to them, Mayu ika schach pasul pachos me'arba. What if there's a strip of invalid schach that's less than four tefachim wide in the middle of the sukkah? Avir pachos mishlosha. So now imagine the following case, says Rabbah. You have 3.9 tefach of pasul schach in the middle, and you have 2.9 of airspace in the middle, meaning everyone agrees that airspace that's more than three tefachim is going to be an issue because of lavud. So now you have 2.9 of airspace and 3.9 of schach pasul. So my, what would the halacha be? Kshera. So the sukkah would be valid in that situation because there's not enough of the pasul stuff to make it pasul. Mal ye b'shapu dinai. Now let's say you filled in the open space with invalid material, with pasul material. So what's the halacha in that situation? Now it's pasul. Psua. Because now you have over four tefachim of pasul schach. V'olye avir aposul b'shlosha kischach Pasul haposel ba'arba. So asks Rabba, we know that airspace is more strict than pasul schach, because one is with three tefachim, one is with four tefachim. So you're going to tell me by filling in the airspace, you're going to make it pasul? That's crazy. That wouldn't make any sense. So if Amruli, so the Talmid of Rav said back, Nihachi, if you're going to have that argument, I hear the argument, but it's the same problem for you. You're just using different numbers. You're using four amos, we're using four tefachim. So Lididach Nami Damar Schach Pasul Posel Barba Amos, according to you, says that the pasul schach has to be four amos wide in the middle of the slacha. So let's say you had a situation of 3.999 amos in the middle of the sukkah, and you had 2.9 tefach of open space. So my, what would be the halacha? That would be kosher. Now let's say you filled in some of that airspace, and now you had over four amos. Psua, then the sukkah is going to be possible. Amos. It's the same question that you just had on us. You're going to tell me that now you filled in the airspace and it passes it, whether it's four tefachim or four amos, it's the same exact thing. So comes Rabbi and says, no, it's different, because va'amina lu'ana, I answer them, because hi my, what kind of comparison is this? Bishlam, do you make sense according to me, da'amina da'arba amos, that I say that we're talking about arba amos of invalid material, mishum shiura v'lav shiurahu, because this four amos measurement that I'm talking about is a halach l'moshe misinai. It's nothing to do with dofen akuma, nothing to do with other halachos of sukkah. It's a halach l'moshe misinai, that this is the amount of space that of invalid material that would disqualify a sukkah. Whether the material's on the side, whether it's on the middle, it's nothing to do with dofen akuma. It's a four amma measurement. So that's a separate shear. So hi, lav shirahu. So this strip, if it's 3.999, it's not meeting the requisite shear in order to make it possible. Kevin de lau shavu shiragada. Since the minimum measurements of invalid material and open space are not the same, lo mitzdarfe, so they're not going to combine. What he's saying is this concept of lavud, which is three tfachim, and then this halacha l'mush misinai, a four amos of puzzle schach, making the whole sukkah puzzle, those are two separate independent halachos. And since they're two separate measurements, we're not going to say that they combine. Ela lididhu, but according to you, Damrisu Shir, that you said this four tfachim shir based on Mishum Haflaga, because you just said this is a significant enough measurement that it could be considered two separate things. So really, it's the same thing as this lavud idea. Mali is bag b'schach pasul, mali is bag b'schach pasul v'avir. What's the difference? Why can't they combine? They should really combine, and that's why my situation is much different than yours, and I have a big question on you. So I'm really Abayi said back to Rabbu, Umar Nami, but according to you, as well, open space should also combine with invalid schach. Why? Because nihid lo shavu shira b'sukkah gedola. I understand your answer, the four amos thing, when it comes to a sukkah gedola. B'sukkah gitana, mi lo shavu shirayu. But when it comes to a small sukkah, which we said earlier in the Masechta is 7x7 tefachim. So in that situation, it's three tefachim of airspace and three tefachim of pasul schach that pasuls the entire thing. So we see that you do have the same shear, Rabbah. You're talking this big four amos game. Fine, that's by a big sukkah. But by a small sukkah, everyone's the same. So the two psulim should combine together. So Amar Leis, Rabbi says back, no, that's also not a good question on me, because Hasam lav mishum shavu shirayu adadayu. It's not because the shira and the measurements are the same. Mishum de lesa l'shira de sukku. Because when you have a tiny sukkah, 7x7 tefach sukkah, once you have a psul of 3 tefachim, you no longer have enough for a kasher sukkah. So that's a totally different thing. So again, we're left with this conversation where Rabbi is saying that 4 amos in the middle of a sukkah, when you have pasul schach, that invalidates, and the Talmidim of Rav say just 4 tefachim of invalid schach in that situation invalidate. Now comes the Gemara and questions this whole premise of Rabba that he said why his situation is not a question, because he said that there are 2 separate shurim. One's a halacha of Moshe Sinai of 4 amos of pasul schach, and the other one is a halacha of lavud, 2 totally different things. He was assuming that when you have 2 totally separate shurim, they cannot combine to go and make a psul. But is this really true? The whole hechad lo shavu shirayu ha'adadi, but whenever there's 2 elements, 2 separate shurim, they can't blow mitzdarfe, they can't combine together. But we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Kalim tells us habeget shlosha shlosha, that when it comes to a cloth for clothing, for in order to contract tumas midras, which is a certain type of tumah, when we're dealing with a zav, zava, nida, or a yoledes, where this type of woman sits or lies on this object that's generally used for that purpose, like a chair or mattress or something like that. So if you have the minimum size of this cloth, the 3x3 tefachim, in order to contract this tumah, sak arba al arba. But this type, the minimum size for a sack, which is a thicker type of garment, is 4x4 tefachim, or chamisha al chamisha. Hide, leather is 5x5 tefachim, mapat shisha al shisha. A mat is 6x6 tefachim. And Tanya Alan, it was taught above all of these shiurim, habeged v'hasak, hasakva, or ha'orva, ma'apatz, mistarf, and zemzeh. We see that all of these different shiurim do combine with one another to go and make up the size of the bigger shiur. So we see that even though they are different shiurim and different measurements, they do still combine. So answers Rabbah, no, hasam kediktani time, and the reason why over there they combine is for the other. Another reason, Amar Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon says, Matam, what's the reason why all these materials combine? Hol v'roi l'tamei Moshav. Because each one is fit to be tamei through Moshav, through just sitting. Meaning there's a way that all of them would be subject to the same measure when there was a certain type of tumah being contracted, meaning if a zav or zava or anyone would just sit directly on it, so everyone would be tame with the same shear, so therefore they can all combine. Kitnan, and we have a proof for this, as it says in the Mishnah, Mikatzeh Mikuan Tefach Tefach Tame. If anyone trims any of these materials into a piece that's 1 tefach by 1 tefach, it can become tame. Tefach al tefach lamay chazi. How is that enough to go and contract tuma? Since someone's able to use it as a patch for a donkey to go and sit on this saddle, that's why it's going to combine. So we see that that is going to be totally different. Now again, we had our machlokas Rabbah and the Talmidim of Rav as to whether for invalid schach it needs to be in the middle of the sukkah, whether it needs to be 4 amos or 4 tefachim. Now comes the Gemara and goes and kind of changes the opinions and brings a different version of this. So in the Academy of Surah, they taught it the way we learned it. But in the base medrash of Nahardah, they taught it as follows. So Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, schach pasul be'emtza posel ba'arba. So Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel that this type of invalid schach that's in the middle of a sukkah is only going to be possible when it's 4 tefachim wide. Min hatzad posel ba'arba amos, and if it's at the side closer to the wall, then it's 4 amos because of this rule of dofen akuma. Rav Amar, Rav says min hatzad bein ba'emtza ba'arba amos. Whether it's on the side of the sukkah, whether it's in the middle of the sukkah, it's always going to be arba amos. So comes the Gemara and says, Tanan, we have a question on Shmuel based on a Mishnah. The Mishnah is what we learned on Naf Yodah and Manaf. The Mishnah says, Nasan ala neser shehu rachav arba tefachim kshira. That if someone put a board that is 4 tefachim wide on a sukkah, the sukkah is going to be kosher. So Bishlam or Rav, this makes sense according to Rav Damar bein b'emtza bein minatzad ba'arba amos, that the only way to invalidate a schach is with 4 amos. Mishamachi kshira, that's why this 4 tefach board could still have it be kosher. El Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, Damar b'emtza ba'arba, who says that a strip that is 4 tefachim wide, that's going to be puzzle, is going to disqualify the entire sukkah. Mike Shira, why should having a puzzle for tefach board be okay? Why would it be kosher? So answer the Gemara, Noach Mayaskina Minatzad. We're talking about a situation where it's by the side of the sukkah, where even Shmuel would agree that it needs to be arba amos. So another proof. Toshma coming here, another question from the following brisa. Shnei Sedidim Mitzdarfin. So 2 sheets combine to invalidate the entire sukkah. Shnei Nisarim Min Mitzdarfin. But 2 boards, however, do not combine to invalidate the sukkah. Rabbi Meir Omer, although Rabbi Meir disagrees, he says Nisarim Kisdinim. Boards are like sheets, and just as sheets combine to make the sukkah possible, so do boards. So Bishlam Alach Lishna Dam Rav. So I understand, according to Rav, Bein Be'emtza Bein Minatzad arba amos, that the shear is going to be 4 amos to invalidate the sukkah with pasul schach in the middle of the sukkah. My mitzdarfin, What does it mean that they are mitzdarif? Mitzdarifim l'arba amos, that they combine to a total of four amos. Halachos and dam Rav, but according to the version in which Rav said be'emtza ba'arba, that it's really going to be four tefachim. Heichidami, what's the case where Rabbi Meir would say that they combine to invalidate the sukkah? Ida isbu arba, if each of the boards is a width of four tefachim, lamalu leads to rufa. You don't need to combine anything. Each individual board is enough to passel the whole thing. Ida lesbu arba, and if it doesn't have four, then kanya be'alma ninu. These are just sticks, which is what prototypical tzrach is. So how are we going to say that it's going to be possible, that they're going to combine to possible? That's exactly what tzrach is. So answers the Gemara, rather, no. Really, we're talking about a situation where it is four tefachim. They do have a width of four tefachim. What does it mean that they combine? Again, we're talking about the case that's closer to the wall. And when it's closer to the wall, that means we have dofen akuma, so we can go four amos. So we're saying they combine to make up this four amos and would passel it from that side. So we'll stop here. We'll finish off this next proof tomorrow. This is Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful day.